Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ingram, and this is Sade. Why can't we live together? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingrid. We are ready to turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that grace spirit that is known by many, many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so this morning, I want us to become very intentional. Being intentional about the breath, the breath, the breath, how we breathe. And so right now, I want you to invite this stillness. And as you invite the stillness into this right now moment, I want you to bring in the breath, the consciousness of the breath, by breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then release the breath. And remembering that the heart has real wisdom. Let's breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. And so as we become into the oneness, I just want you to be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. And release. Let's breathe again, family. This time, focusing in on the heart. I want you to move from your head and right into your heart space, giving thanks for this heart. Let's breathe, family. With so much gratitude, just breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time, being very cognizant of the heart. And breathe into the heart. Be still and know why I be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today to ask that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will be aligned with my true abundant I am present. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove all of me, Holy Spirit, and allow my higher self come forth, God, to let you fill my presence to the overflow, Holy Spirit. It be none of me, all of you, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come and give me a clean heart, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and Let my thoughts be your thoughts and my words be your words, Holy Spirit. As I decree and declare and command this day, God, that nothing but greatness will come upon us today, God. As we declare and decree your goodness and success of our life, of our family, of our business, and all of our possession, projects, purpose, neighborhoods, marriages, community, government of our nation, God. Let your original plan and purpose for our life arise in us today, God, as we take our rightful place in this world, God. As we stand in our purpose today, God, recognizing that this year is pregnant with purpose, promise, and potential. As we speak, that it is filled with wonderful surprises, with supernatural breakthroughs and supernatural miracles, Holy Spirit, that the best of our todays, God, will be the worst of our tomorrows, for every day shall get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as the day before, as we decree and declare this moment as our defining moment, God, marking the end of anything that is no longer serving a higher purpose, God. We just thank you right now for financial freedom, God. We thank you for prosperity right now, God. We thank you, God, that we declare and that we decree that forever we shall live in your prosperity, as we expect you, Holy Spirit, that you will grant us strategies for prosperous and successful living. You will fill our minds with the wisdom and knowledge of the true identity that you gave each and every one of us, that knowing that when we was formed and created in our mother's womb, God, that you had nothing but plans of success for us. God, I just thank you right now, Holy Spirit. God, I just thank you right now, Holy Spirit. I just thank you. I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for each and every person, God, that came and could be somewhere else this morning and decided to be a part of the love journey. God, I ask you for a special blessing, Brinson, as he celebrates today, the day that you had given him, the day to come to this planet. Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. I ask you to bless everything that he touched, God. I ask you to bless his thoughts this morning, God. I ask you to bless his words this morning, God. I ask you to bless his feet, that everywhere he treads his feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to bless this day, that this will be the best and most blessed birthday that he has ever experienced in his life, God. I ask you to come and fulfill his secret dreams, God. I ask you to come and bless the secret petitions of his heart, God. I ask you to bless this day and command this day to come into natural alignment and agreement with what you have planned and purpose for Brinson's life, God. I ask you to come right now, God, and send your angels around him right now, God, to just give him the honor and the glory of the gratitude that the angels, even the angels, had that he came to the planet, God. And so today, God, I ask you to bless him. Bless his heart. Bless his mind, God. Bless every cell in his body, God. Bless him, God. Open up your gates, your heaven, your windows, and pour out a blessing, God. Enlarge his territory today. Give him a bigger consciousness, God, to receive more of your goodness today, God. May this be the best and the most blessed birthday for Brinson. God, I ask you to bless him and wow him in ways that he's never been wowed before. God, I ask you to come into this love journey and even enlarge our territories, God. I ask these blessings upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to come right now, God, and bring us all of your goodness inside of our heart, God. We thank you right now, God, that you always supply all of our needs, wants, and desires according to your riches and glories, that we would make our mark, that we would leave legacies for the next generations, God, that everything we touch will turn a prophetic gold, God, that our life will forever reflect the shimmer of your glory and your divinity, God, that our life and our families and friends will be blessed with all good things, joy, peace, prosperity, success, are as abundant as the stars at night, God, that our friendships and our favor, influence, happiness, support, beauty, purpose, and direction, along with abundant living, are our constant companions, God. Today,
I ask you to allow us to be unconditionally loved, celebrated, revered, appreciated, honored beyond measure in all human comprehension, God. We thank you for this is the year of innovation for each and every one of us, that our creations, our innovations, our products, our goods, and our service will be in high demand globally, God. Do you hear me, Holy Spirit? Globally, God, all around the world, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, that I pray that we will be firmly placed at a comparative advantage, God, that you would distinguish us amongst the great God, amongst the influential God, amongst the powerful God, that our good name will precede us today, God, that our goals are even more achievable today, God. Grant us wisdom for successful negotiation skills and anything that is owed to us today, God. May it be released to us right now, God. Our blessings, like the stars, are too numerous to count, God. Health and wealth will walk with us hand in hand. Our victories are as abundant as the grains of sand. Lack and struggle are a distant memory of the past. And God, thank you for everything that we decide to embark upon will be so fruitful, God. Grant us multiple streams of income. And let us navigate these streams with an anointing, God, oh, like no other, God. Give us an anointing that gives us business savvy. Let economic and financial times turn in our favor, God, and let us be an agent of light and truth in this world, God. Let us be the change that we want to see. And let no one meet us and not be impacted so positively that even our favor will be their favor, God. I ask you to let the gifts that you have given us to begin to flourish. Let us recognize that you have created us right now, God, for this right now moment to be great, God, and that our destiny is determined by every decision we make, God. Let that decision be a decision aligned with our truth and our purpose, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it come forth right now, God. Let our greatness shine right now, God. Let our greatness shine in the mighty master's name of Jesus, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let the world know that we have entered this planet on this day to shine your light. Amen. So it is. Good morning, family. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in for the love journey this morning. Thank you for all that you have given us to be right here. Because without you, there could be no me. I promise you, family, without you, there could be no me. I'm so grateful. And so I'm going to stop and honor all of you this morning, just telling you how grateful I am for you being a part of the love journey, all that you've done, all that you do. And also, I want to honor all my March birthdays. Guess what? Today is my honey pie's birthday. So when you all get a chance, make sure you text, stop by his Facebook page and send him some Facebook love. Tell him you're grateful that he's on the planet with us today. And he's making another circle around the solar planet. Today is his Earth Day. All right, family. And if there's any March birthdays that you're having a birthday today or past, I want to wish you and honor you a great birthday too as well, letting you know that you are so appreciated being on this planet today. I tell you, what would life be without someone to witness your life with you? Also want to let you know, tomorrow we have a guest speaker. His name is Michael Collins. Super excited. He has a very interesting story. So I want to make sure you tune in. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Ho'oponopono prayer and his adventure with Dr. Hugh Lynn Ha'akalakala. I always feel interesting when I say his name. All right, family. Thank you for tuning in again to the love journey. And I just want to say, I love you. I love you, love you, love you. All right, we're going to get started with Kim, and then we're going to talk about prayer today, manifestations in prayer, and why learning how to pray properly is one of the things that I want us to talk about. All right. This is Kim right here on The Love Journey. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, a.k.a. Love Goddess, Lady Love. Yes, that's me. All right, we're going to get ready and get started with what God has downloaded in my heart. We're going to talk about prayer.
But we're not, you know, when we think about prayer, a lot of us think about, or don't think about, the words we actually use. Because what we think about when we ask for prayer, we think of how we're asking God. Most of us have been taught to beg or beseech, please God, help me. Please God, help me. But prayer is really about aligning the energy, our consciousness, into the place of what it is we desire. I remember when my prayers became different. I've always been an affirmative type prayer, though. I never was a big. When I was younger, I mean, when I was little, you know, of course, please God, you know, those kind of prayers when I was a little girl. But when I began to be more cognizant of my own prayers, that my prayers mostly been about the affirmative state of it. But I remember when I started to study prayer more, and it was not too long ago, I was talking to my daughter, and she said to me, something was going on, Ebony. And I said, Ebony, well, I don't know the answer. Let's pray about it, you know. Let's just pray. And she said to me, why should we pray if we God? Why do we, who and what are we praying to if we are God? It's like, wow, that's such a good question. And I said to her that we pray to align our consciousness with what it is we desire. Because prayer doesn't change God. Prayer is about changing us to move our consciousness from one level and state. So I thought, So I remember fasting and asking God that question because I thought it was a good answer I gave him, which I still think was a pretty good answer. But God downloaded into my spirit something even deeper. God told me that prayer is an invocation to invoke the consciousness. And so I want to talk more about what does that really mean, invoke the consciousness. So we're not praying to God. We're praying as God to invoke the level of consciousness of our higher mind self. And we're going to use King James Bible and the Bible to leverage out everything that I say to you today. And I want you to really think about, what is prayer to you? Even when Jesus gave us the great prayer, and many of us have memorized the vain repetition of those words. But prayer is never really about the words we use. Prayer is about the movement of the spirit within. And I want you to hear this. Prayer is about the movement of our consciousness, of our spirit within us, toward the accomplishment or the alignment of what it is we desire. You see, words, ideas, and affirmation are only the tools of the mind. The mind creates nothing. It is itself a tool which you use. All thought-taking processes are only means to an end. And so what we're doing when we pray, we're using our mind, our presence, to awaken the spirit in us. But to repeat a prayer idly without a regard for its meaning and the sequence of actions involved accomplish very little. Because prayer is not about the words that we use. When Jesus directs us to go within ourselves for the answer to your prayer, this is the same as saying that the only power that answers prayer is within you. What is this thing that is within you? It is life. It is spirit. It is what we call the presence, God. Presence of God. It is consciousness. So I want you to think about behind every form of life is the formless out of which it's made. We are a forms of conditioned state of the formless. The five senses that we have, the five senses describes life manifestation, but they cannot recognize what has not taken form and visibility. That is why when we go within, you leave the world of the sense impressions. That means when we go within, when we close our eyes in prayer, we shut out the world of form and thing. You forget all about the five senses that tell you about yourself, that you are a physical being, that you are a certain kind of person or a certain in a certain environment performing certain functions. You forget about the definitions of yourself, that you're a banker, that you're a cook, that you're a woman, that you're a man, that you're this or that, that you are a person. Of opulence and great works, that you came here to live a mighty, powerful life. You forget all the qualifying things that may give you a limited view of you. And in this quiet place, we touch the presence, the God in us, the consciousness. And that's what prayer is about. It's about the beingness of what it is we want to bring into our experience. So even when we think about the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father who art in heaven, when we recognize the oneness of the presence, traditionally we call it Our Father. In more new thought, we call it Mother, Father, God. However, we recognize this presence, we recognize that it is one. We are one. And in that oneness, we align our consciousness, our ability to metaphysically see beyond the physical. So what am I saying? So to give you an example, say you're praying for good health, and sometimes in pain or in the process of what's going on with our body, it may be a little difficult to move past the consciousness of the pain, the consciousness of the illness, because we are aware of that illness. Prayer is supposed to take you beyond the illness to see yourself healed, whole, perfect, and complete. So the idea of prayer is to take you out of the consciousness which created it. And how we do that is to get in the mood of something. So you have to become conscious of the health that you want to bring into your experience. Because right now we might be in the consciousness of whatever the doctor is telling us is going on with our body. So because we're in that consciousness, we have to learn through prayer how to move our consciousness into the oneness of health, the oneness of healing, the oneness of what it feels like. So the idea of prayer is to move out of the mood of sickness, but into the mood of great health. And that's what prayer is all about, because prayer doesn't change God. Prayer is to change us. Prayer is to change each and every one of us. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Let's talk about what that really means. We think of prayer as for the purpose of changing things. The students of spiritual science know that no environmental change can be made until there's a change in the consciousness, meaning that we have to go within. For the environment of any individual is the expression of their consciousness. Let's say that again so you can really understand what I mean. Your environment, what you have already created, is just the expression of what you are already conscious of. Right now, where you are, your home, your environment, your relationships, everything is an expression of your consciousness. And when you feel the need to pray about anything, it's because something in your world needs changing, right? Most of the time when we pray, we want change to come. We become agitated or concerned or feel beginning to feel a worry. If one of these feelings is a state of mind which must be changed, right? So we pray in order to get another state of consciousness, another dimension. Prayer is a psychological change, but how can you change your feeling while you are aware of the problem which faces you? Perhaps you just received some news, right? That someone you love may be in danger, or maybe you received the news that you're in foreclosure, or maybe you're in financial problems, or it's a news about your health. How will you change your mood from fear to confidence? Now, this is what I want you to really think about, because this oh, my God. How long have I been on mute? I've just been talking. Oh, my God. Oh, man, I hate that y'all haven't been, because I've been saying some good stuff. So I don't know where you didn't hear me yet, so I'm going to start all from the beginning. This phone is, I'm going to get me a new phone, y'all. I don't know how this phone just keep getting on mute on its own. I think my granddaughter messed up my phone, y'all. So let me get back into the prayer. I wanted to go back. I'm going to go back, and if I'm going back too far, it's okay. I'm talking about prayer and the power of prayer. But I want you to really understand that prayer is more than memorized words that we've been taught to say and memorize. I want you to understand prayer is about moving your consciousness from the place that you got caught in. So let me give you an example. I don't know if you heard this already. Forgive my redundancy, because I don't know where the phone got caught. So if you are praying to bring something in your experience, like health, or money. Somebody call you and you owe a bill and you don't see the money in your experience. And so you go into a fear space, or you go into immediate nervousness and worry. And then, so I go, when we pray, God told me prayer is to invoke the presence of God that is in us, to invoke the presence of your higher mind. I've been asked, why do I always start my prayer with "be still and know that I am God"? For me, that is one of my favorite scriptures. Now, I know I say I have a lot of favorite scriptures, but that's one of my favorite scriptures that stills my mind and gives me peace. So when something is going on in my experience, the first thing I do is I stop and I say, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, that means a lot to me. When I first started saying, "Be still and know that I am God," it was to recognize that the presence of God was with me. But now when I say that prayer, I understand that "be still and know that I am God," that the presence of God is me. And so it's to be still and to raise the consciousness of who I am. And it stills my mind, because I know that God is all there is. So no matter what the physical appearance is looking, what I'm looking at, I might not look, my bank account may not be showing me there is enough, but the presence of God in me is the source of my overflowing, unlimited presence of money. And so I begin to speak those things into my existence. And I first do it by calming my spirit, going into my secret place. Now here's the scripture. "When thou pray, enter into thy closet, and when thou has shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward me openly, right? And what that means, which is my secret place, and align myself with the spirit of what it is I desire, which is to experience abundance, so that whatever came into my experience need to be paid will show up, right? So I'm aligning myself with the spirit of abundance, with the spirit of knowing that God is all there is, that this physical appearance is just an illusion, because the presence of God is my money, right? My money comes from within. So I pray to align myself with the spirit of abundance, knowing that God is the source of my unlimited overflowing abundance. God is the source of my overflowing unlimited money source. And so that's my secret place within. And when I go within in secret to honor the presence of my source, then the source, whether that, however we name the source, will openly reward me. So that's what that scripture is about. The scripture is about going within into that high place to honor the beingness of you, the beingness of you. It's the secret place of the Most High where you meet your consciousness with God and you align your beingness with the reality that you are all that God is. God is the reality of your being, the subjective self of you. God is the life of you. You can apprehend it only by feeling though. Therefore, it's called the secret closet. How do we meet God? We meet God in our heart. We meet God in our feeling place. How do we meet the oneness of God in our heart, in our higher space? That's why love is the highest vibratory energy in the space, because the heart is the most magnetic space in the body. Heart is 5,000 times more magnetic than the mind or any words. It is the heart. The heart is the first fully functioning organ in the body. It's the place where we meet ourselves as God. It's in that secret place where no one sees. Only you are aware of what you are feeling. It's moving beyond the five senses. That's what prayer does. Because the five senses is about the outer, the sees, touch, smell, and all that stuff. It's about the outer world. The outer world, the things that worry you. To go into the secret closet is to take your attention from the evidence of the senses and go into the realm of pure feeling within ourselves. This is the place of the formless life. Feeling is the movement of God in the spirit. Spirit means animation or feeling, right? Now call the feeling that you desire to have. How would you feel if you heard that you just won a lottery? How would you feel if you went into that place and saw yourself with a $1 million check? It's to shift the consciousness, the mood. That's what prayer is about. Prayer is about shifting the consciousness of alignment, because God has already said yes to us. God has already said yes to your millionaire status. God has already said yes to a blessed marriage. God has already said yes to your divine love mate that you've been asking for. God has already said yes to you about your health. Now, our job is to move ourselves out of the evidence of the senses, the physical appearances of what may be showing up in our physical world, and move into a place of consciousness where we shift what we see and what we're feeling into a different space, a higher space. This is what it means to pray in secretly and be rewarded openly. Prayer has never been meant to be a repetition of words. Prayer is never meant to be a repetition of words. Prayer is the movement of the spirit within you to move you toward the accomplishments of your desires. Your words, your ideas, and affirmation are only tools of your mind.
We use our mind to touch and awaken the spirit presence of us that is in a higher mind space. It's about moving the feeling of lack into the feeling of prosperity, to moving the feeling of illness into the presence of great health. Presence of God, it is consciousness. The Bible also talks about the I am. The present tense of the verb to be means I am to be. In other words, beingness, or the simple sense of being love, being health, being money. So let me give you an example. If we become conscious, that's why when someone asked the question, what was consciousness? Consciousness is another word of where. If we're in awareness of limitation in our affairs, for instance, then consciousness will assume shape and form in our experience, and experience is the what we manifest. But if we become conscious of abundance, conscious of prosperity in our affairs, then that consciousness will assume shape and form in our experience. Every idea we hold in relation to ourselves has a mood or a feeling which is one with it. I am one with whatever mood and feeling I am in. I am one with that idea. Let me say that again, because I want you to really understand this. Every idea we hold in relationship to ourselves has a mood. So even if I'm saying to you, I am rich, but my mood or my feelings feel poor, I am going to experience lack. If you think of yourself in terms of limitation, the idea you hold of yourself will generate a mood or a feeling which is displeasing, fear, or worry. On the other hand, if you think of yourself as successful, happy, and free, the view will generate a mood of joy. In either case, the mood is the manifestation. Sustain any mood and you will have an objectified result which will bear witness of your thoughts. See, the knowledge of knowing that there's a presence as the power of causation within us is the most wonderful wisdom we can possess. In Colossians 1:26-27, it says, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, the inner peace of life unmanifest is called heaven. The inner place of life unmanifested is heaven is within us. Heaven is a state of being. Even when we speak the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, when we're talking about the Father, Mother, God, we're talking about our oneness, which are in heaven. Heaven is a state of being. Earth is the manifestation state, and heaven, unmanifested state. So even when we think about the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. When we think about hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy nature, what is the nature of the Mother, Father, God in heaven? What is the nature of the presence of God that is in the heavenly state of being in us? Earth represents the manifested, and heaven represents unmanifested, the things we desire to bring into our experience, the spiritual space, the space that we don't see. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? That means that we bring it into the invisible, into the visible world. As it is in heaven. Earth is formed, or the manifested state.
Heaven is the spiritual state. And our mind is the medium between these two states. Let me get you what I mean by that. So between the two states, in order to manifest from heaven into earth, our mind is the place, is the medium we use to bring it into space. Now, I hope I'm not going over your head. I want you to marinate on that for 1 minute. Our mind is the tool that we use to bring into, from heaven into earth. Our mind is the place we bring from heaven into earth. Our mind is the place or the tool to use what we desire to come from heaven into the earthly plane. I want you to just marinate on that for a minute. And as you marinate on that, I want you to think about that. Heaven is the inner place. Earth is the outer place. And the mind is the medium between these two. And these three are one. Our mind, our heaven, and our earth is all one. And consciousness is the reality. So our mental space, the inner space, is heaven. The mind is the place where we manifest to bring into the outer space, which is earth. So when we pray, we must turn within to the recognition of the source of the life within us. We must become one with the oneness. That's why Jesus always said, I and the Father are one. I and Mother, Father, God are one. I am one with Mother, Father, God. I am one. Our inward nature, the consciousness, the place within. So I want you to learn how the presence of the invocation of God, not praying to beg or think that you're, but already getting into the oneness. So when I say be still and know that I am God, I use that to get myself into the oneness of the presence of what it is that I am already. I am God. And that's a reminder to be still and know that I am God, that the power to change and to transform my life is within me. Let's say that together. I have the power to transform my life, and that power is within me. Favorite affirmations that I say when I am feeling something in my body or feeling something in my life, I am a divine idea in the divine mind of God. And I have the power to transform and to heal my life. And if I want more of something specific, I am a divine idea in the divine mind of God. And I have the power to transform and to heal my body, to heal my money, to heal my relationship, to heal whatever experience I am having. Mark 11:24 says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Let's talk about that, and then I know we're after the hour. It's 7:11. So I tell you, whatever you have asked for in prayer, believe that you have received it. What this really means is when you go into your within self, when you go into a prayer to invoke the presence of your higher mind self to bring yourself into alignment, because remember, God has already said yes to your great health. God has already said yes to your wealth. God has already said yes to whatever question that you've already asked. So the problem or the challenge is for us to move into that yes energy. The word says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've already received it. What does that mean? Believe that you've already received it. That's the secret to getting your answer to your prayer, is to be in the mood of the yes.
What does that mean? That means if I'm praying for money, believe that I've already received that $1 million, that $10,000, that $15,000, that $20,000, to get into the mood of what it feels like to have my prayer already answered. If I've been diagnosed with cancer or anything that the doctor has, then my job is to move my physical being. Now, this is not always easy when your body is feeling pain. One time, I'll never forget, I was having so much pain in my arm, and I was trying to say, I'm healed, but I wasn't feeling it, and I wasn't believing it. So, but I did believe that I was a divine idea and a divine mind of God, and the power to heal and to transform my life was within me, and I just felt my arm, and I just kept saying, I have the power to heal, and because the way I felt, I was able to move beyond the pain and heal the pain instantly. But because the pain was overtaking me when I was saying I'm healed, it wasn't feeling healed because the feeling wasn't getting there. But something about the power of me being a divine idea in the divine mind of God, and that the power to heal and the power to transform was within me. I had the power to move that pain out of my body. But I had to believe it. What did it feel like to not have that pain in my body? Is what I had to get in the mood of. And it wasn't that easy because sometimes pain can take over. Or I hear people, please God, help me find the right job. I am now guided to my right and perfect employment. I am now guided by the works of my gifts. Right now, Holy Spirit, you see the difference. Oh, God, help me find the right job, God. Oh, God, please heal my body. What am I doing? I'm in the feeling of lack. Don't you hear the difference of the need and me opposed to me saying, I am now guided to my right and perfect employment. I am so grateful right now that the works of my gifts and the works of my talents have been presented to the world and I'm being paid royally, Holy Spirit. I give thanks. Or when we pray, God, bless my marriage, God. Oh, please help him. Oh, please help him. Oh, God, I thank you right now for the blessings of this marriage right now, God, where two have come together in your name, Holy Spirit, in your nature, God. Oh, bless. You know, you see, it's different when you pray in the mood of what it is you desire to bring into your experience. It becomes more magnetic energy, and this and energy will attract the frequency of what it is you want to bring into your experience. Because now you're in the conscious mood of what it is you want. It sets into motion the forces that enable us to manifest what we pray. See, prayer is ineffective when it is accompanied or followed by negative thinking or endless repeating of things that we desire, no longer desire in our experience. We got to put power and intensity into our words and our feelings and believe that the guidance we are receiving is giving us exactly what we desire. And we can't go into a, God, thank you for guiding me, leading me, and then go into a negative conversation about complaining about what you don't have. We can't go into prayer thanking God for that $1 million or that amount of money or whatever this bill is paid and then go complaining about money and things too high and all that stuff. Continual understanding of being in the mood of abundance. When you pray that you believe that you've received it and it will be yours. So praying for 1 second about what it is you want to believe and then going into the next minute of complaining, getting off this phone, complaining about your bills, complaining about your guy or complaining about your woman or complaining about your situation is not going to bring into you what it is you want. You can't have a double-minded situation, praying about it, affirming it, and then going to a negative conversation about it when you get off this line. See, it's not what you do when you hear, it's what you do when you're not here. It's not about being a hearer, it's about being a doer. And so today, when you pray, remember prayer is not about beseeching and begging. Prayer is about getting in the mood and transcending
the five senses going on in the outer world. It's going in that secret closet. That's the inner world. The secret closet is your inner space and getting into agreement with what God has already said yes to. And then God will reward us openly in our outer world. If we pray believing that what we pray for, we have already received it. God said it already be yours. Now I can go to different scriptures that I had already went through. And what I'll do is I'll come back to this another day and talk more about prayer. I'm actually doing my PhD work on prayer. So we'll probably talk more about prayer in different scriptures. But since we already passed the hour, I just want to leave you with this much information about prayer right now. The last thing I want to leave you with is to condition our children to believe in themselves right now, in their own powers to accomplish, to fashion and mold into them a confidence in their health, a confidence in their wealth, a confidence in their general happiness. Teach them how to pray prayers in the condition of what it is they want to have in their life. I don't care how much education we give children. I don't care if we send them to the best places in the world. And I wish I had known this when I was raising my children, because I thought it was about the best education and sending them all, but it was really teaching them how to use their inner gifts. And for those of you that are on the line with younger children, younger grandchildren, or however you are in this experience, I want to leave you with one thing. Teach our children how to pray from a place of already receiving, and their life will manifest so differently. Teach them how to get in a mood of prosperity. Teach them how to get in a mood of health, wealth, and great joy. Teach them how to go within themselves and visualize, play games with them about feeling wealthy and what that would look like for them. Pretend with them. And I promise you, when you teach them that today, they will know how to use those tools tomorrow. Prayer for you today. That's my message. Any questions, comments, concerns? You can press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. And if you're on the teleconference line, then you can just *6. Again, today is Brenton's birthday, family. Don't forget to stop by his Facebook page, text him, remind him that he is so loved. Love, love, love. Okay, there's no questions, comments, concerns on there. Blog Talk. And again, I don't know what happened with the phones, and then thank you for all the calls and stuff, girl. I hadn't even noticed none of the texts. So thank you so much again for tuning in to the Love Journey. And I just want to remind you all that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, and remember, family, to not just dream your God-sized dreams, but to live them. And to remember the power is in you. You have the power to transform. You have the power to heal. You have the power to change your life right now. I want you to learn how to pray. Pray beyond what you see. See with the spiritual eyes. Ask God in your prayers to teach you how to see beyond the physical. Sometimes it's difficult for us to get out the mood of lack, to get out the mood of poverty, to get out the mood of unhealthy feelings in our body. But we got to learn how to not let our senses get caught and move beyond it. And that's what our job is today, is to get in our imagination, to get in that feeling place inside and move beyond the physical. That's why meditation is powerful. The other thing I want to leave you with today, family, it is so pertinent that we learn how to pray. And the reason why I say that is because so many people are getting caught up with the president. We hear conversations about the president. We get inundated with what's going on in the news, and so much is going on in our world. I want you to learn how to see beyond the physical and know that something powerful is being stirred up in our world. And there are no mistakes. No, there are no mistakes. That man in the White House, trust and believe, it's not a mistake. You can't heal what's not being revealed. And things are being revealed right now. Look at women taking over a lot of places, because when women get in place, it's going to balance out the masculine energy, and it's going to balance out what's been happening in the world, because either way, we can't have an unbalance with too many women or too many men. We need balance of men and women in order to for this world to be in balance. Wars and stuff come when we have a patriarchal society. Women in balance will balance out that stuff. Trust what's being revealed to us right now, and all the stuff that's coming up about R. Kelly and all the stuff that's being seen, is all about being healed. Our women are being healed. Our women are taking their rightful place, not to take over men, but to balance out the masculine energy. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. I love you, and I just want to remind you that you are love. You are love. You are love. Let that be your affirmation today. I am love. I am love. You are a masterpiece, designed and divinely designed by the Most High Creator. You are the greatest gift on this planet. And remember, nothing on this planet can do what you came to do the way you came to do it. So we need you. The earth, the world is waiting on your greatness. The world is waiting on you to stand in your greatness and operate in your gift and do what you've been called to do, to stand in your purpose. Nobody can do it, family. Nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. It's time to stand in our greatness and do it, family. All right, enjoy your day, family. This is Mesa.
Because